Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who was and is to come. Thank you, Father God, that we can be truthful, Father God, and know when you have moved and when you've revealed yourself. And we appreciate that, Father God. The devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy, and we're all very aware of that and talk about that and proclaim that. Thank you, Father God, more than that. You're a God that even before we came to you and you brought us into your intimacy by the Spirit, Father God, you were moving, you were working, you were showing yourself and protecting us and helping us. But thank you now that we're in the kingdom. Thank you that we can experience you, that you are goodness, you are peace, you are joy for this day, relevant for this day. And I thank you as we hold on to and we keep on receiving and sharing. Thank you, you bring it to pass. So we just have more testimony of a wonderful God of love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that loves us and provides for us and comes through in all good and beautiful ways. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1, and then verse 2. I may speak in the languages of humans and of angels, but if I don't have love, I am a loud gong or a clashing cymbal.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I just think about the scripture now. And remember, you know, one thing, when we are born again and we have the Spirit that opens up the heart of God and reveals Him to us, lets us see how we need to see ourselves and see our God and then share it with others. It's always unique, you know. And when we understand that God is love, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is love, and we are part of that family. We weren't made to be separate from them. We were made in the image and likeness. So we are also love. And then we have to have that love fragrance with us, and we have it when we are conscious of the Lord and we receive from Him and we stay walking relevant to what He's saying to us. So this first part, I just see it as very much as it was even before we got born again. We could have eloquent language and we could profess a whole lot of good things, and still we're not where we're supposed to be until we got born again and the Lord translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into His kingdom. And His kingdom again is love, righteousness, peace, and joy, is the love of God towards us. And then as babes, we still didn't speak clearly. We had to grow in understanding so as to accurately experience and then also share this love. And then also in the born again experience, the Holy Spirit is available. And as He wills, He lets us speak in tongues. And this is the language of angels. And I remember myself and that, when it was really something supernatural that happened to me. So it blew my mind. So I would rattle off in tongues just about every occasion. But still being a baby and with this goodness of God's love towards us in this gift, the gift of tongues, I was still like a loud gong or clashing cymbal, because my character, it was like all these good things, some good truth are coming forth, or sometimes tongues are coming forth, all good, powerful gifts, beauty coming from the Lord. But I was still like a thorn bush. I would get irritable or I will be nasty. And the Lord had to, the way the Lord done it with me, is whenever I moved outside of the Spirit, I would feel His presence draw back. And that's what happens. When you're arrogant or you're proud, He steps back, He stands back. He never leaves you or forsakes you, but you get that feeling in your soul, your will, your intellect, and emotions. And then that would get me to realize and say, sorry, Lord, you know, because God wants this goodness of His love, His presence with us. And us waking up to His love, which is making us mature, also to be seen, to make this message beautiful, is when we are mature and then walking in long-suffering, patience, and kindness, all the qualities of love. And okay, the second one, my sweetie.
I may have the gift to speak what God has revealed, and I may understand all mysteries and have all knowledge. I may even have enough faith to move mountains, but if I don't have love, I'm nothing.
Mm-hmm. So this first part, and it's very much like I just shared now, and the same as what we were sharing there. You may have the gift to speak in tongues. You may have the gift of faith. You may have the gift of understanding. You may have gifts of the mysteries of God and have a lot of knowledge. And sometimes what can happen, we got it. We just got born again and we started in the spirit. And then later on, we fell into the flesh. We're always looking at the examples of Jesus as a disciple growing, and then also look at how he worked with his disciples. We see one thing, when they came in and that day, he was very much treating them like babies and just giving them and serving them. And so they had to be servants at first. And then later on, he says, I no longer call you servants and I call you friends, because I have made known to you what is available and you have woken up to it. So there's maturity. And so this is how God works. We were speaking yesterday, we spoke a lot, or in the weekend, we spoke a lot about worship. And the Bible speaks about in give your bodies as a living sacrifice, Romans 12. But it's you first give your body as a living sacrifice. This is your worship, your true worship. So God wants us to commit totally to him. And just as his disciples, and they grew, and then it's about learning to just stay in tune with God. And then there came a time with his disciples where he told him to go out and preach the message. And they went out and signs and wonders followed them. But then when they came back and they were rejoicing, he says to them, don't rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but to rejoice because your name is written in heaven. And now we need to take, what is this name all about? And this is also the love of God, so as to keep you, keep me, keep us in the plan of God. Because the name of God is his story. It's a predestined love that is laid out for our lives, and it's unique. And to experience it and to stay in it, you've got to stay in it on a daily basis. Take up your cross daily. Amen. Morning by morning, he wakens your ears. And that was his worry with them. They experiencing powerful things. They're getting the hand clap. Their flesh is tingling as they seen the mighty miracles and demons fleeing. But the Lord is encouraging them, listen, watch out. You can take these gifts and you can run away with them. You can go on, start in the spirit, but you'll end up in the flesh if you're going to run after man. And that is the danger. And this is what it's speaking about here. We can have faith to move mountains. The gifts of God are irrevocable. So God gives you things, and then you can go on with these things, and then your relationship with the Lord can get cold. And this is a problem. And this is why he says in that, he gives us these parables, these teachings, and that to teach us. And he says, there's many that will come and say, hey, we healed the sick. Hey, we had superior wisdom. We cast out demons, and then he says, get away, I don't know you. Because knowing him is staying in tune with him. Knowing him is staying in the family, which is staying in love and staying in the revelation and the truth that they're giving us on a daily basis. So that's what it's all about. And this is what I believe it's saying here. So stay with your God. Don't be a thorn bush. Amen. Be a new creation, walking nourished by the love yourself and giving the love out to others. That's the message this morning. Stay in tune, and then you can rejoice and you can relax because you are where God wants you to be. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.